Baby Universe in 5 Years, written by Takanori Igarashi. Volume 21, Meditation. The huge cedar trees swayed back and forth in the piercing wind, the snow on their leaves dropping to the white surface below. The snowy landscape was dotted with temples, many of which were national treasures. Each of the temples was connected by a long corridor, which from above looked almost like a maze. There's no need for cruelty or heartlessness in this world. I know it for sure. The priest declared, his high-class gold stole glittering in the winter sun. This is the meditation hall of the head temple of Soto School of Buddhism, Eiheiji. Meditating cross-legged in near-freezing temperatures is Baby Universe's president. It seemed as though he would be in pain, not even wearing socks, but he had a gentle expression on his face, as though the priest's words had cleared his mind of doubt. Thank you. I have gleaned much insight from your words. The world is never stopped, always moving. After the priest left swiftly, the president followed him down the passage to the exit. It isn't obvious what revelation the president had, but the way he carried himself when leaving was very different to the way he carried himself when he arrived. He walked to the car park near the entrance to the temple and got in his Audi Quattro before speeding off towards Komatsu Airport. In the car, he put on his Bluetooth headset and pressed zero on the speed dial. Hi, it's me. I'll arrive at the office by 3 p.m, so tell Koyama to organize an emergency board meeting. I understand if it's impossible, but this is time critical, so please try. There was no snow in Tokyo when he arrived. It was rush hour, so he decided to use the monorail to get downtown. In the meeting room on the 24th floor of the headquarters building, CEO Koyama and CFO Inomata were waiting for his arrival. The other members would be participating via video conferencing. Suddenly, the chairman burst into the room and started speaking as soon as he sat down. Sorry, but there's no time for an introduction. I'll get straight to business. The plan to expand operations in Oceania that we cancelled last time, withdraw the decision and give the go-ahead to the purchase of land assets. We cannot lose that beautiful piece of land in Brisbane to another company. Surprised by this sudden change of heart, Koyama spoke up. But, Mr. President, we had your full support when we made this decision yesterday. Why on earth did your opinion change so suddenly? The main reason that we didn't go ahead with the plan was because we didn't have anyone appropriate to be in charge of the operation. Yes, you're right, but I see it clearly now. The wave of economic development is going south of Asia and towards Oceania. It can't be stopped. We at Baby Universe should welcome this new development. And to achieve that, we can't let this piece of land get away. Inomata, the CFO and senior managing director that had an important role in the company from the beginning, was also shocked at this development. But what will we do about the lack of personnel? The president replied as if he was waiting for the question to be asked. Of course, I had that decided when I called this meeting. The one who will be in charge of the fourth Baby Universe area, Baby Universe AU, will be... The board members froze upon hearing his answer.